CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Powerful tornadoes have barreled through North Texas, eastern Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Scott Covert is a meteorologist with KFSM-TV in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
We hope everyone's staying safe. We're going to get you through this. I think we're going to have a ways to go. This is a long-track supercell. It's not showing any signs of weakening.
That storm first hit northeast of Tulsa, Oklahoma, slamming the towns of Claremore and Pryor. KOTV television reporter Jaden Brannon is in Claremore.
There are some down power lines through Highway 66 on both sides of the highway. A lot of people are kind of rerouting through the Quick Trip back there. There is no power out there, but there are a ton of first responders out here.
Most of Claremore does not have power. The storms are blamed for major damage in several North Texas counties overnight as tornadic storms moved through. AAA says the unusually crowded airports and roads this Memorial Day weekend signals a very busy summer travel season ahead. CBS's Christian Benavides.
The vast majority will drive to their holiday getaway. Gas prices are about the same as last year at $3.57 a gallon nationally. AAA expects this holiday travel weekend to break a 20-year record. Nearly 44 million are traveling at least 50 miles between Thursday and Monday. Mary Harrelson is driving with her husband, her sister, and their five young kids from Georgia to Pennsylvania.
We are having to drive through D.C., so we're going to hit some traffic, but we're ready for it.
A trip to a movie theater in a Boston suburb for four girls, 9 to 17, ended up with an apparently random stabbing attack. CBS News Boston's Laura Hafley.
Possible stabbing.
Moviegoers in Braintree forced to run for their lives Saturday night after police say a suspect went on a stabbing spree, attacking four young girls inside of a movie theater.
There's going to be more than one victim.
This is a lot. Quite a few stretches I've seen go in. This is not good.
According to the Braintree Police Department, all four victims under the age of 17 were rushed to a nearby hospital with injuries.
A suspect is in custody. 30-year-old PGA golfer Grayson Murray was found dead after withdrawing from play at the Charles Schwab Challenge. Commissioner Jay Monahan recalls talking with Grayson as he struggled with personal issues.
I learned an awful lot from him. And, you know, he was very open and transparent with me.
Richard M. Sherman, one half of the award-winning brothers who wrote classic Disney tunes, has died. He was 95.
I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's...
Wrote many songs, including that, Mary Poppins and The Jungle Book and many more. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A marathon of Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. Reliving some of the best performances live in the lair. It's Max Inc. Radio. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
9 o'clock in Madison, Wisconsin, live from the Double Radio Studios. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin on a Saturday night. How are you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay, here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
It's
time for Live in the Devil's Lair, Terry.
Ooh, this is so exciting.
It is. Mm-hmm. Live in the Devil's Lair is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Rocker, order your tomato pie and mine right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy, hailing from Baraboo, La Crosse, and other points in Wisconsin, Charlie Boy has emerged from four bros just out of high school to a band releasing their debut EP in 2022. Here with us tonight in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, are the members of Charlie Boy, Keegan, Kaya, Owen, and Sam. Welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Yay, we are so happy you're here. Yeah.
You got a rock band in the radio station, man.
Isn't this incredible? Oh, we'll bring you a little live peek at these guys when they're playing, too. But keep it here for all the great music for an hour of Charlie Boy.
Now, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Charlie Boy, and that kind of includes me, tell us your backstory. Tell us about Charlie Boy.
Well, we have gone through a slew of members in the past 5 years.
this is the final form of Charlie Boy here. Fortunate to have us all together now. Yeah, Keegan and I started playing together about 5 years ago with a couple other guys. Since then, we've just accumulated the songs and the members that we have.
Was that up in La Crosse?
That was in Baraboo. I lived in Baraboo. He lived in Reedsburg at that time.
And in high school. You were all still in high school when you were already jamming together. That's incredible. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, so where does the name... You haven't changed the name. It's been the same name. So where does the name Charlie Boy come from?
Actually, we have changed the name.
Oh, okay. But give us the story.
Charlie Boy is the name of our cat.
Oh.
I love it already.
Great. Yes.
I knew Jimmy would love that.
Okay. And it's that simple.
It is, yeah. Okay. That simple.
Is the kitty social? Does he or she like to come out and...
Hang when you jam?
Yeah.
Rehearse?
Yeah, he loves the attention. Loves the company.
Y'all have to speak up on these microphones, please, so that people can hear you.
Yeah, he's a sociable one. He loves it. Loves the company.
Nice.
So one of those kind of cats that like pushes everything off tables?
Oh, no, he's great. He's the best. Wouldn't see him doing that.
Big cuddly boy.
You can, you know what? If you play your cards right, like Kelsey Miles did, you could take the cat on tour to shows and you could win a mama.
And her cat's name is Rhodey. And Rhodey, the cat, won Rhodey of the Year a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Just giving you a little idea.
We can make that cat famous.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Well, let's get to some live music here with Charlie Boy. We have like a full band. We got amplifiers and everything. This is the biggest band we've had in the Devil's Lair so far. The first song you're going to play for us tonight, it has not been released. It's brand new.
Ooh.
It's called Curmudgeon. I mean, is this a song about an uncle?
It is about the curmudgeon in all of us.
All right.
Let's hear it.
You guys ready? All right.
It's Charlie Boy live on the Devil's Lair, Max Inc. Radio.
We are Charlie dancing, but here right now nobody moves in the dark. We are dancing, but here right now nobody moves.
Awesome. That's Charlie Boy live in Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
On fire. Good job, you guys.
I like cats.
Yeah.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
So last year, Charlie Boy released an EP called More Flora.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that EP, and because we're going to hear some songs off from that album tonight, right?
Yeah, that's right. That was a long time coming. We had those songs for a while and just, you know, I had to get it out. Had the band we were with, and so on. Yeah, that was March.
What? First of all, where did you record the EP at?
We recorded in a home studio, actually, of a friend of ours, John Swami. Okay. He did the recording for us at a great deal, super awesome, and it was very intimate.
What was the vibe like with this? With obviously DIY a little bit, get some help from some pros on the outside, but. What was the vibe like in the room when you're all recording?
It was tense sometimes.
That'll
oh,
happen.
Oh, yeah. Please share.
Like frustrated sometimes, but for the most part, it was, like Kaya said, it was really intimate. It was nice to be like in what felt like our practice space. You know, we were shoeless on some nice rugs.
Nice.
What city was that studio in?
I think technically Reedsburg, but right outside Baraboo.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Baraboo.
Yeah, Swami's great. He's a good guy. These songs are your original songs, too, and I don't think we can emphasize that enough sometimes. What does that mean to you, that you are putting these out there?
It's kind of daunting. a lot of opinions to be had. You know, you kind of got to overlook it and try to be... I don't know. You find it good.
Yeah.
That's how it's been.
It's a great outlet for sure.
Good. Good. Is it feeling like you're almost sort of living a dream? I love the look
Maybe.
On all of your faces.
Working towards a dream little by little. Yeah.
Definitely feel lucky.
Oh, you know, good.
Oftentimes.
We sound terrific.
We're currently in chapter 4 of this dream tonight. Hour 4. Well, that joke didn't land.
Good try. I think we all got it, but we were like, what?
Well, let's hear a song from the Mora Flora EP. It was released last year. We are live with Charlie Boy in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is called Pilot. Tell us a little bit about this song before you play it.
It's kind of... this is like the newest, I think, of the of More Flora. It came late. It was like we had a jam for literally years, but the lyrics kept changing, like the melodies, everything completely. It was just a really satisfying song to like know that we're done with it.
Let's check it out right now. It's Pilot from Charlie Boy, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
We always say, this is live radio.
There we go. Okay.
All right.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
every second. So from here on, I'll be an upstanding servant to God. Honesty and peace, that's polite. It's frightening, so do fight it. At this junction, I'm stepping outside. Buzzing and peeking, calmly deceiving. So right now the current pace seems a little bizarre. Coiled in what matters most, saving every second's up. You fight it, you win, I win, dancing outside.
Charlie Board live in the Devil's Lair.
What a groove.
What a groove. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I love the vocals that I'm hearing here.
Yeah.
I was almost surprised because they're kind of strong and powerful.
And
like
she's
it.
Teeny tiny.
You're right. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Well, oh, let's get to know the band a little bit better. And let's start with Kaya. Tell us how you got started in music. And hey, are your parents Bob Marley fans? Because that's my favorite album of, like, you know, all Bob Marley albums.
That's awesome. Some people don't even know about it, so thank you. They are.
I did not notice. What shirt is it?
I got started in music very early, thanks to my father here. I was always just naturally inclined to want to be a part of it, and I loved singing forever. That helped.
Wait, who's your father?
Yeah, tell us.
Derek Romneris.
Oh, wait, this guy standing in the middle of the room with, like, mixing all the sound, and
I think he just blew our minds already.
Derek, I didn't even know, so we're finding out new stuff about the band right now. Well, because, like, my follow-up question, are your parents supportive of your, you know, musical career?
A little bit,
most times,
I think he likes it.
Oh, Derek just said most of the time.
Most times.
Sounds like there's a story there, but I don't know if you want to get into that. So.
And for those of you listening, Derek is running sound right now
he
for
is.
Us and is sounding good.
And there are pictures on the socials already, some video, and there will be more. I had. So that's awesome.
So well, you know, how did you get into music? Like, what inspired you? Like, what, I mean, your dad was playing music, but was there some kind of, you know, a certain band, or was it his music? Like, what made you want to pick up a guitar or start to sing?
I have to add, too, to his question, you've seen what it takes, you know, with your dad getting out there and playing with bands and doing all this, and you were still thinking, I still want to do this.
I don't know if it was so much a band or a certain group, more as, like, it was the outlet for me. I was always just, it was a good way to express myself, and it was a natural enjoyment for me. Immediately, I obviously sang along with him often, but when I started meeting other musicians my age, like Keegan here, and being able to focus on collaborative groups of my own is when it really started to inspire me to learn more about it and push myself.
We're glad you are. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's stick with names that start with K and get to Keegan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keegan, tell us your story. How did you get into music? And also, you know, maybe put in there, you know, were your parents supportive of your musical upbringing as well?
My parents were definitely both, they were both supportive. That was never an issue. I was always fond of music and just started playing guitar, I guess, out of probably boredom. But, you know, I haven't stopped, and got to meet some great other musicians to play with. Made it pretty easy to, you know, want to keep playing.
We've got a skill.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Do you also write songs as well in addition to guitar?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Primary songwriter of the group.
Now we know.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So as the primary songwriter of the group, where are you drawing? Are you going to Charlie Boy the Cat to draw your inspiration in? Where's your content coming from?
Well, to say primary, I don't know. I don't own that title. I'd say Kaya's just as much.
We like to assign things here on Saturday nights to bands. Mm-hmm. So congratulations.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Never mind.
Jimmy, you're just falling flat all over now.
So, no, you were telling...
We're laughing.
You were telling us where you get your inspiration for songwriting. Like, when, what triggers, oh, hey, I got to write a song about this.
Yeah, I mean, do you carry around a notepad, or do you put it on your phone?
On my phone, I just use the Notes app, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty good app to use for notes. nothing specific, I don't think, you know.
He's just quietly funny, isn't he?
growing up, people I've met,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. I wouldn't say that I have, like, a muse or anything.
Okay.
So we said that you were a little ways from four bros playing in high school, but how far away from high school are you guys?
I am 4 years out. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, graduated 2018. Owen, our drummer, is still in high school. He's still a high school bro. He is.
Oh, my God.
He's 16.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you get past the bouncer with the he has a really good
That's
idea.
Why Derek has to go along and be like the adult of the band.
Oh, that's great.
There's a rule, if he's working, he's on the bill, he's good.
Yeah, right.
Ah, okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He in a band that I was in once, my mom, Mama Rocker, she used to pose as our guitar player's mom because he was only 17 when we were playing in the bars. She'd be like, oh, no, I'm his mom. Uh-huh. Wink, wink.
What about the rest of you as far as, like, where you're at, high school, college, or just...
I'm a year and a half out of college.
Ah, not... High okay, high oh, school, yeah.
Right now I do Berkeley Online.
Okay, oh, good for you. Oh, wow.
And we I don't think we can hear him, but
he does Berkeley Online.
Well, we have,
so he's in college.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be talking to him by the next break, so maybe we can repair that. And right now, get to some live music with Charlie Boy in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is another unreleased nugget. It's called Toph. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Tell us why Toph is spelled with a PH. And tell us about that song before you play
it. And is it Toph?
Man. You could call it Toph. Whatever, however you read that word, that's what it is to you. That's good.
What was it when you wrote it?
I guess I'm going to steal a tidbit of what Keegan said and say people I know and growing up and just personal experience.
Makes sense.
Let's check it out right now. It's Charlie Boy live on the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Lighted figure, conservation score, all the more the implications back for poor. Sobbing tall, fight, hate to me, pretty need a grieving sweet day to subside. Styles, playful minds, killing time, trying to lie. I won't miss you much. Felt alive, still inclined. Coming home, let's lay down. The ladder in the back, took his bag and took our stand. Just linger on your slowest past night. Indirect, not coming to.
Charlie Boy, live in the Devil's Lair.
We're reliving some of our best performances live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Yeah, when you want to go out, see a band or get a drink, you want to know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.com.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. Reliving some of the best performances live in the lair. It's Max Inc. Radio. You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to Live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Broadcasting all up and down the Civic Media Radio Network. Make sure you check out the webpage, civicmedia.us, for all the podcasts and archives of all the shows here at the network. Rocker, it's some good stuff. We just heard the promo for the Up North News. I love those guys in the mornings here on Civic Media. It's pretty cool.
Jimmy, we're here in the Devil's Lair with Charlie Boy. And we're going to keep learning who is in the band Charlie Boy. So let's give the drummer some. We just heard, Owen, he's still in high school, but a really good drummer. Owen, what is your musical background and story that brings you to this moment?
Okay. So I started playing drums when I was 10.
Oh, boy.
Because I wanted to start a band with some friends in fifth grade. So I asked my mom for a drum set for Christmas. And then I've been practicing all the time. And here I am.
How'd you get in Charlie Boy? Tell us how you kind of came to be in this band.
Well, my mom knows Kaya's dad. And the rest of it, I had nothing to do with.
Oh, no. He's a humble drummer.
Yes.
You gotta love that. Well, and I gotta tell you, you know, most people know, but Rocker, who just asked you about the drumming question, is also a drummer in a band, and for him to say that you're really good, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
So what are your hopes as you kind of move forward with this? You gonna stick with it, and what do you hope happens with the band?
I hope that this band gets big enough to where I don't have to have another job.
You know? Yeah.
The dream.
Yeah, that's it right there for me.
I like it. Good for you. All right, guess what, Sam? You knew this was coming your way. Okay, how did you get to where you are right now?
Well, I started listening to a guy named Willie Porter when I was 9.
Oh, Willie Porter out of Milwaukee.
He's one of the biggest influences. Yes. And I started off playing guitar, and I stopped playing guitar. I still play every now and then, but bass is my primary instrument now since I joined Charlie Boy. And, yeah, I've been playing since I was 9. Play music almost every day, and it's my pride and joy.
That's awesome.
How did you find this band? How did you get into the band?
I got in the band because I'm friends with Keegan's dad. I worked with him at Subway.
This is like the best story.
It almost sounds like the parents colluded.
Yeah.
Our first practice was about a year ago. Okay. And we just clicked. And now I live with him.
Oh, my gosh. This is better than the Partridge Family, you know?
That's true, yeah.
And you're in college, you said.
Just online college. I take some courses.
That's awesome, especially when you're devoting time to this as well.
What are you learning? What are you going for? What do you want to do?
I'm not really going for anything. I take a few classes, like lyric writing classes and bass performance classes, but... I just plan on being a musician for the rest of my life.
And you're Berkeley, you said, and it's known to be a great music school. Mm-hmm. So congrats. That's great. Yeah.
Now, a little trivia around Madison. Anybody remember the band Old Skull?
Old Skull?
I've heard of that name.
Old Skull was a band, and they were all young kids, and they starred in this Steve Vai video on MTV, but they're from Madison. And they were young teenagers, or maybe even almost below teenagers. But their parents from the Tar Babies and a couple bands around Madison, they were all parents, and they got these kids together. And the band was called Old Skull, and they actually got huge. It was pretty funny.
Oh, that's correct. See?
But yeah, parents colluding, Jimmy.
Parents colluding. Hey, anybody can answer this question. Just jump in. But in school, and particularly high school, is music... The classes, do the teachers, the counselors encourage people to get into those music classes? And are they pretty accessible?
Yes. Yes, they are.
That's great.
Yeah. That's our drummer. And which high school are you going to?
Baraboo High School.
Okay. Right. And I've always heard both Baraboo and Reedsburg have great music programs.
Yeah, I would say it's fun for sure. I'm in T-Bird band, so it's essentially just marching band.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there's a handful of good bands that come out of Baraboo. There was the Dead Apples. There was the Blacker Brothers band.
Fox.
Old Soul Society. I don't know who those guys are.
Yeah, that guy. I think
I've heard of them once.
Good stuff. And did the rest of you, did you all play in band in high school, or were you already like doing your own thing?
I was in band.
Yeah, I played clarinet all middle school and high school. I was also in T-Bird marching band, actually.
Oh, that's good. I love marching band.
I personally did not, unfortunately, wanted to, never did.
One of the cool kids.
Yeah. I was in the smoking area.
Marching bands are fun to watch, but to have to march with a tuba. That's hard work right there.
Mm-hmm. I'm fortunate to have played clarinet.
Well, you're still marching, so that's exercise, and I'm against that.
My favorite part is the little holders that they have for the music, and these little miniature music pieces that they're able to
make. Oh, Rocker, my marching band, we had to learn it by memory.
What?
Yeah, we even played a Packers band or a Packers game.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. What instrument did you play, Terry?
I played saxophone.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That is an awesome
Sadly,
instrument.
It's in the basement. It's just sad in the little case in the basement. I am
making a note that we're going to talk about Terry's saxophone playing next
Stop,
week.
Stop, because you know what's going to happen to you. You're going to sing.
The K in Jimmy K stands for karaoke. Well, let's get back to live music with Charlie Boy here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from the Mora Flora EP, and it's called Pink. I'm sensing a little mix of red and white here. Tell us about this song before you play.
I love this song, by the way.
Pink and Purple. It is inspired by the love I feel for my people.
That's all we need right there.
You are to the point.
Yes.
And deep. I mean, she makes you think. She says a couple words and you're kind of like, oh, wow. All
there right. are iron in my words.
Uh-huh. Oh.
It's Live in the Devil's Lair. It's Charlie Boy on Max Inc. Radio. Charlie Boy live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, Charlie Boy, first of all, you all came in last second today. We really appreciate it. We want to send our thoughts out to Michael Massier. We'll get him back on. Hope he feels better. And next week here in the Devil's Lair, rocker Jordan Story's coming here, man.
Oh, you guys have been talking about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and he has some brand new music, and he's going to be playing it for us live in the Devil's Lair.
Is he bringing a big old piano?
Jeez, I hope not.
Dave Adler with the 88 keyboard. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm bringing a grand piano.
Oh, geez, wouldn't that be something? Mm-hmm. You'd have to have it out in our living room again where the drummer is this evening.
We can do that now.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting some text responses right now. It sounds great, is one text to me. The mix sounds amazing, another text.
Thank you, Derek.
I'll let you know what else I hear, but this is terrific. How about it?
I'm blown away that he's a dad here. I mean, I knew he was a dad. Dennis, I mean, no disrespect.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, little kids at home or what, you know?
Well, and I have to say, you know, I've done, luckily, a lot of interviews with Derek. And he's always talked about this daughter that is really talented in music. Hello, yeah.
So I rep these guys, and a lot of times when I'm like, yeah, I have to tell people, I bring it up that she's my daughter, and then people are like, oh, my kid this and that. And I'm like, no, seriously, I'm not an everybody gets a ribbon person. I wouldn't put my kid through that if I didn't think she was up for the, for the task, you know?
Yeah.
And they're really legitimately good. That's why I work with them.
I love it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Thank you, Derek.
Oh!
Love you, Derek.
Thanks, Daddy.
Aww.
We'll be right back after this hug break here.
Yes. Let's hug it out.
Group hug. All right, we got about 10 minutes here.
No,
rocker.
See, this hour goes so fast,
it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so where do people keep up with you guys? You guys are working on all kinds of things, but you're pretty active on the socials too, so fill us in.
So we are on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'd say we are, you know, semi prevalent for now. We're working on our album at the moment. Yes. Right now all we have on Spotify is a 5-song EP. He mentioned More Flora. Mm-hmm. I guess I listen to it on Spotify. It's also on Apple Music, YouTube, the works. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a link tree, but I'd say those three mentioned things are our primary socials. Yeah?
I'd agree.
We're at Charlie Boy. Yes. Charlie Boy TV.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Boy TV.
And the band.
Let's get into the next song here. What's the name of this next song here?
This next one is Grodd.
Is this a song about solidified gruel?
Close. Ice cream.
It is. Ice cream?
I kid you not.
You're pretty close there, rocker.
Sometimes, Jimmy, the arrow hits the target.
Oh, man.
It's Charlie Boy live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Watt.
Wow.
Charlie Boy.
Okay, I have a new favorite.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was great.
What's what was the name of that song again?
That's called Grodd.
Grodd. That's right.
Song about ice cream.
I could hear some of it, yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. All right, hey, we got a couple more minutes left here. Max and Kevy with Rockers coming up after 10 o'clock tonight. He has a full playlist of the best metal and rock, punk rock, and heavy metal around Madison and Wisconsin, Rocker.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for setting that playlist up for me, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
So it's all Jimmy's favorite songs.
Oh, the behind-the-scenes stuff here. All right, mm-hmm.
There's nothing to hide.
Charlie Boy, what do you got coming up for shows? What's on the calendar? Mm-hmm. Any summer festivals on your calendar?
So we are just recently confirmed to be at Midwest Music Fest.
Yeah!
In Winona and La Crosse
this summer.
Very excited. Yes, very, very excited.
When is that?
Yep.
So the Winona one is supposed to be May 12th and 13th. We're not exactly sure which day we're going to be in on.
We'll watch your socials for an update.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And November, it'll be the 3rd or the 4th, somewhere in there, for the La Crosse Midwest Music Fest.
They're doing great things. Way to get in there on it.
Very
yeah.
excited, yeah.
And didn't I hear, do you have a show coming up on Monday?
Yes, on Monday we're going to be here at the Up North from 6 to 9.
Okay. Everybody put that on your calendar. 6 to 9, Monday night, Up North here in Madison.
You all are going to sell so good in the Up North.
Oh,
that's yes. for sure.
We've been there once. It was awesome. We're so excited to be back.
Well, congratulations on everything you've accomplished so far, and good luck on everything coming up. I know you're working hard on everything. The music sounds wonderful, and thank you for coming on the show tonight. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
We have one more song here. We have 4 minutes before that dreaded hard break. Rocker?
And this song is from the EP Mora Flora, and it's called Trash Can. Is this a song about a grouch?
The green grouch?
The green grouch. It could be, certainly. Yeah.
Is it another one? It's whatever you want it to be.
A lot of our music is written of personal experience and either fond moments or troubling moments, but it should be interpreted by the listener.
Awesome.
Okay.
Charlie Boy, thank you so much for coming to the Devil's Lair. Gosh, last terrific. Song of the night. This is Charlie Boy live on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
reliving some of our best performances live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.